Welcome to Best Life University. I'm Dr. Lynn Brown, a counselor and educator. In this podcast, I discuss a myriad of topics related to the five dimensions of personal growth: mental, social, spiritual, emotional, and physical. Thank you so much for listening. Today's topic is intentional weight management, determining your maintenance eating pattern. Keeping your eating pattern constant, assess the quantity needed at each eating time. Let me clarify this. The first step is noticing what is happening, and the second step is to determine what your specific eating pattern is going to be. When will you eat breakfast? Will you be having a mid-morning snack? When is lunch? Are you going to have a mid-afternoon snack? Around what time will you be eating dinner? And do you snack in the evening? Once you have determined this, you can begin working on the quantitative aspect of your pattern. In other words, determining how much food you need to eat at each designated time in order to maintain your weight. How do you do this? Well, let's say you eat breakfast at 7:30 a.m. You need to consume enough food to take you until approximately 30 to 45 minutes before your next meal, or about 15 to 30 minutes before a snack. These are just ballpark figures. In other words, don't use a stopwatch to time this process. It's up to you to determine the exact timing yourself. So, if you need to eat lunch at noon, you need to begin getting hungry about 11:15 or 11:30. If you're going to have a snack at 10, you should be feeling the need to eat around 9:30 or 9:45. But remember, keep the eating pattern constant during this time. It's the only way you'll ever be able to determine how much food you need. If you find that you get hungry at 10:30, then tomorrow eat a bit more at breakfast. If you are still full at 11:30, think about cutting back a bit. Do the same thing for each meal and snack, looking back to the last eating experience to determine how you are doing quantitatively. Generally speaking, protein is a variable you can alter to achieve the timing you are looking for. Protein provides the long, slow burn that takes you the distance, so it is important in this process. This step will take quite a while to determine thoroughly, but it is well worth your time. You are learning to determine when you are hungry and when you are full. And this can be quite a puzzle for many people with weight problems. Many people will freely admit that they have no idea when they are hungry and when they are full. And it is this step that helps them overcome this, that helps them learn to listen to their bodies and respond accordingly. One reason weight management needs to be approached this way is that by doing so, this step becomes a non-personal issue. We are not dealing with your self-esteem or how capable you feel you are at controlling what is happening to your body. There are no emotions involved in this aspect of the process. Start noticing how your body uses the foods you give it. Pay attention to how long it takes for you to start getting hungry after you have eaten a particular food. You are striving to become hungry 15 to 45 minutes before your next eating experience. Use the information you have discovered about yourself to begin establishing your maintenance eating pattern. Be sure to visit our home at bestlife21.org. Thanks. Copyright 2021, Lynn Berenius Brown.